The presence of recently discovered desert locust infestations in Yemen poses a potential threat to crops in the region, FAO warned. FAO is assisting technical teams from Yemen's Ministry of Agriculture and Irrigation in conducting field survey and control operations in infested coastal areas as part of the agency's continuing support to the country's locust control efforts. The organization also stressed the need for close monitoring in all of these areas over the next few months to prevent the insects from forming large, destructive swarms. Joining us in studio today to explain more about the current locust situation in Yemen is Keith Cressman, FAO Senior Locust Forecasting Officer. Mr. Cressman, good afternoon, and thank you for being with us.
And thank you.
Could you describe the current situation in Yemen in terms of locust presence and scale of infestation?
Well, if you remember, last November, there were two cyclones that hit the country and causing very widespread and heavy rains, mainly in the south of the country along the coast and in the interior. We had expected at that time that there would be some locust developments. However, it was not until late March, just a couple weeks ago, that the National Locust Authorities informed the Desert Locust Information Service here at FAO headquarters that they had discovered groups of hoppers and adults on their southern coast near a town called Bir Ali. Now, these latest reports indicate that a few hopper bands and at least one small swarm has now formed on the coast, and at the same time the vegetation is drying out. And the surveys that are in place now that are being conducted, they're very limited, mainly due to the general insecurity in the country along the coast. This means that we don't have a very clear idea of the current situation throughout the country, especially on the coast from where those current infestations are, northeast towards Oman, and we don't have an idea of what's going on in the interior. But we have to expect that as vegetation continues to dry out on the coast, these groups of adults and these small swarms, they will continue to form, and they will move into the interior of Yemen, mainly between Shebwa and Hadramut in the next few weeks. Unfortunately, in these same areas in the interior, they've had good rains in the past 2 weeks. So this means that the conditions now are improving for the desert locusts in the interior, mainly between Marib and Thamud. Also, it's extremely likely that there are locusts already present in some of these interior areas, and they are expected to be augmented by additional infestations arriving from the coast.
What triggered locust presence in Yemen?
It's mainly these heavy and widespread rains that were associated with these two cyclones, Cyclone Chapala and Cyclone Meg, last November. And this is really unprecedented. We have never seen this before in Yemen, but we certainly know that desert locusts do react to heavy rains that are associated with cyclones. In the past, upsurges and plagues have developed as a result. Since then, we had been warning Yemen to take care that a potentially dangerous situation could develop. But again, it was just a few weeks ago when this was first confirmed.
What are the impacts of desert locust outbreak on crops and food security?
Given the current circumstances in Yemen, the country is extremely vulnerable to the slightest disruption of its agricultural production. And any type of locust infestations, whether on the coast or in the interior, could have a significant negative consequence on crops and food security in the country.
What is FAO's action to assist the country?
Our FAO office in Sana'a, the representation, is actively providing assistance to support the necessary ground operations to monitor and assess the situation and to undertake any necessary control operations. The office, in collaboration with FAO headquarters here, is providing the necessary emergency funds to allow national locust teams to operate in all safe and accessible areas in order to find and treat the locust infestations. In addition, the representation is working very closely with all the national agencies and authorities within the country. Currently, there is one national locust team on the coast near Bir Ali, and it's hoped that other teams will be mobilized shortly in coastal and interior areas. In the meantime, Desert Locust Information Service here at FAO headquarters will continue to monitor the weather and the ecological conditions, as well as the locust situation in Yemen. We're providing the country with forecasts of rainfall and locust movements, and we've warned already the nearby countries that there is a possibility for those swarms to move into southern in central Saudi Arabia, perhaps into Oman, perhaps into UAE, and as far as southeastern Iran. So all of these countries must be alert and prepared for any type of locust groups or small swarms that may arrive from Yemen.
Mr. Cressman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.